Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm James Royce. There could be better options than payday loans and credit cards with high rates if you're one of the many Aussies who are struggling to keep up with rising bills. The surging cost of living has seen a spike in the number of people turning to credit to meet their everyday costs. But Charlotte Rankin from the Credit Bureau Experience says a better idea might be asking for help.
Talk to your bank. If you're really starting to struggle financially, they have hardship programs in place for this very reason.
It's feared that climate protesters will disrupt Australia's World Test Championship final against India starting tonight, with extra security in place at the Oval in London to protect the pitch. There is a group called Just Stop Oil, which has been active. They've already blocked the Aussie team bus this week, and they've disrupted a rugby final over at Twickenham. Qantas boss Alan Joyce has sold almost all of his shares in the airline. He's dropped around $15 million worth of stocks. That's around 90% of what he was holding. And the Prime Minister has been forced to pull the pin on his trip to the Victorian town of Horsham today. Albo's office is blaming bad weather. There's more on the line than just the Ashes and the World Test Championship for our Aussie cricketers over the next couple of months. Speaking ahead of tonight's Test Championship final against India, skipper Pat Cummins says his teammates' reputations are also at stake.
Whether we like it or not, these big series of where you look back at eras of cricket teams and kind of judge a lot of their performances. So, yeah, that's an exciting opportunity for us.
And golf's PGA and European tours have merged with LIV Golf and the DP World Tour. That brings to an end the sport's so-called civil war.